It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Friday, March 6th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Today's forecast calling for showers and thunderstorms that could help alleviate drought concerns creeping into the region. For the week ending at 6 a.m. Tuesday, March 3rd, the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa rated all of Winnebago County and the northern half of Hancock County in the D1 category for moderate drought. The western third of Worth County and northwest section of Cerro Gordo County were also in the D1 category. The rest of Worth County, about two-thirds of Cerro Gordo County, and the western third of Mitchell County, as well as a small section of northwest Floyd County, were rated D0 for abnormally dry. Remaining areas of Cerro Gordo, Mitchell, and Floyd counties had no drought concerns. The southeast third of Fayette County, northern three-quarters of Clayton County, an extreme eastern segment of Blackhawk County, and all of Buchanan County were also rated as abnormally dry. Remaining areas of Fayette, Clayton, and Blackhawk counties were rated in the none category for no drought concerns. Also in that none category, Allamaquis, Bremer, Butler, Chickasaw, Franklin, Grundy, Howard, and Winnesee counties. National Weather Service puts rain chances today at 90% to 100% with rainfall amounts of 1 to 5 inches possible. In January, Floyd County supervisors approved a moratorium to pump the brakes on applications and/or permits for battery energy storage systems. That's to allow the county time to draft an ordinance regulating the development of BESS in the county. During their regular meeting Tuesday, supervisors took up a similar moratorium on data centers. Tim Fox, director of the Charles City Area Development Corporation, weighed in on the issue.
I put together just a one-page fact sheet because I sense that looking at other markets that there's a lot of fear out there. And not very much fact.
Concerns over data centers include how much electricity and water they consume to operate, with Fox noting that advancement in technologies have reduced those needs. He also encouraged supervisors to consider the economic impacts.
We perceive this as maybe an opportunity to score several hundred million dollars of new technical valuation, and we just don't want it to be discounted out of hand. And I think I'm really happy with the resolution that it's making progress on doing an ordinance as opposed to broadly just saying, no, we're not doing the data center. So.
Board Chair Gloria Carr said any ordinance regarding data centers would have to wait until planning and zoning can first address the county's BESS and solar ordinances.
We decided that as a board that our priority was solar and BESS right now.
Okay.
But again, we have five volunteers on the zoning commission. And so for them to be doing three amendments in a year is probably a heavy load on them for volunteers who are working other jobs.
Supervisors voted unanimously to approve the data center moratorium, which also covers cryptocurrency mining, effective until March 2nd of 2027. In Mason City Tuesday night, the city council took comments from citizens there regarding a rezoning proposal that could open the door for a data center on the city's south side. A standing room only audience of about 200 turned out for the issue, though no decisions were made by the council. The city of Charles City has announced the dates for the 2026 edition of Spring Cleanup Week. Charles City residents can drop off one free truckload of items at the Shaw Avenue dump site from April 18th through April 25th. Police Chief Hugh Anderson says they may encourage certain residents to take advantage.
As a code enforcement department, we're going to be out looking this spring, for those yards with junk in and everything else. We get complaints on them. We have actually some that we're going to finish up from last fall. So if you have junk in your yard, you don't need it. You need to minimalize a little. Spring cleanup is a great time.
And while some may still complain about the city changing from curbside pickup to the drop-off format for spring cleanup, Anderson says it was the right move.
It's gotten so much better that we don't have that junk blowing around. We don't have the mattress sitting out for a week on a curb or 3 weeks or 4 weeks sitting on a curb soaking up rain.
Anderson also notes that for those needing help getting items to the dump site, volunteer assistance may be available by contacting City Hall. Residents can schedule curbside pickup with Gendro Sanitation for a fee, with the city announcing that this will be the last year Gendro will offer curbside pickup during spring cleanup. This will also be the last year for the disposal of a maximum of 4 passenger tires per address. Tires will not be accepted in future spring cleanups after this year. Check the city website with additional details, including accepted items, disposal options, and other helpful resources. You can also call City Hall at 641-257-6300. New Hampton School Superintendent Eric Smith is looking to clear up some questions regarding school lunch condiments. In a post on the New Hampton Community Schools Facebook page on Wednesday, the district's nutrition department advised parents that if their child brings a meal from home, they cannot use the school's condiments without paying for them at a cost of 40 cents. It also stated that since the condiments are purchased with federal funds, they cannot give them away for free. On Thursday, Smith posted a follow-up to the New Hampton family and community regarding their questions and feedback over that post. Smith said, "New Hampton schools will not be charging students for condiments. Because our nutrition department, including condiments, is funded with federal dollars, we are required to follow specific federal guidelines that require us to track and document all revenue and expenses. Condiments are considered non-program foods, which means their costs must be tracked and reviewed separately." Smith added, "Our nutrition department will continue to monitor and track these items and work with the Iowa Department of Education on the most appropriate steps moving forward." He also thanked the many community members who generously offered to donate items, and while they appreciate the support, there is no need for donations at this time. Charles City Schools Superintendent Brian Bernite is hitting the road to host a pair of open forums on school district finance. Bernite's sessions will also provide good news pertaining to property tax. Bernite says, "I will be doing some school finance 101 and talking about how we are lowering our tax rate again this year." On March 18th, Bernite is scheduled to be at the Floyd Community Center from 5 to 6 p.m. and then at the Caldwell Community Center from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.